is the steel outside of a wagon wheel. The steel rim. Or a wagon wheel. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood? The traces are fastened to. A single tree, a triple tree, a swinging tree. Now on the wagon you would have two horses and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
The either are the stator or the single tree or double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Hauling wood in the wagon. Carting wood or drafting wood.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and
I drug it across.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
With the plow.
After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
You use a G-wheel. Some people even use a long tooth rake to do it.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
Sawbuck.
Are you able to distinguish a frame from X-frame, A frame from X-frame?
There are different types of frame. There's a straight frame, you can call it a quilting frame. A frame where you would do rugs in. They are different than the X-type frame.
All right, you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap, as they call it. Strap, really, but most people say strap.
Can you explain anything about this leather? Are you familiar with it at all?
Yes, it's generally a piece about, I guess, a fourth of an inch thick, about a foot long and all. Then they take the razor and go up the razor to one side and down the other to sharpen the razor bit.
What do you put in a revolver?
A cartridge. A bullet.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on is sometimes referred to as a
seesaw.
Is there
a cheetah horse, or a seahorse, or a tilt, or a ridder horse, or a teeter-totter?
Okay. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle of a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?
A merry-go-round.
Is there another name that you might call it?